Hi, folks, and welcome to Two Avaricious Boys Digest Peppers Idiotically, Tempting a Bowel Massacre. My name is Josh, and I am joined by my good friend, who I'm about to hurt very much, Dave.
Hello.
What we have in front of us is two chili peppers. We're not sure exactly what they are, because I bought a bag that says mixed chilies, but we've narrowed it down to they're either habaneros or scotch bonnets, or one of each.
Or maybe a naga.
I hope it's not. We're going to eat these in a second. We've got water and alcohol and, importantly, milk in front of us. I think we can drink as much water as we want.
Mm-hmm.
As much alcohol as we wish.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever drinks milk first loses.
Loses I think what? It's fair.
Their life.
Okay.
So, the aim of this episode is I'm going to ask you the list of questions we've got.
Up to 18 now?
I think it's above 20 now.
It's above 20.
It may be, I want to prepare people, this may just be a full 20 minutes of noises and coughing and...
squealing.
We may have to get up and run away and you'll just hear in the background...
just noises.
Death sounds.
Yeah, and also I need the loo, so... that might happen.
This might help.
It might help.
Yeah. All right. So, when we're ready.
I'm choosing this guy.
Yep. And there is a picture of them on my Twitter, at Punished Picnic. So you can have a look for yourself.
What are you going to go for? Are you going to bite it?
I'm going to... do you want to just have the whole thing?
I don't know.
I'm just going to put the whole thing in my mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Ready? Three.
Let's go for it.
Two.
Cheers.
One. Oh.
That's hot.
I'm just trying to get rid of it. Okay. Okay, I've swallowed it. Oh, my God.
Hmm.
Okay. Dave. Oh, shit. Dave, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you're a burpy boy.
I am a burpy boy. Jesus. This is very intense.
Breathe.
Dave, I have some questions to ask you. Oh my God!
Okay.
First question.
How fast is your heart beating right now?
Very fast.
Okay.
Have you seen the Angry Birds movie?
No.
Have you seen the scene where the Angry Birds drink piss in the Angry Birds movie?
I have.
I'll drink some water. Hang on.
That's not going to help, Josh.
Oh, it's really not helping. Dave, how does it make you feel? Oh fuck.
I feel like Josh has maybe eaten 20 more than me.
I'm going to go for the water. Dave. Oh, fuck. Oh.
So Josh has died.
This is very bad.
Point.
I'm going to take a lap.
Okay, so Josh has gone for a run. I've got a really, really tingly tongue. Josh is slowly puffing up into sort of a red popcorn. No, it's okay. My heart is beating.
It's bad in my mouth. I threw up just a little bit.
Okay, so Josh just threw up a little bit. I might just follow him around with the recording device.
Dave.
Hi. Keep going.
If you could make any one of the birds real, which one would it be? What would you do with it?
It would be the eagle, and I would make it piss in my mouth right now.
How badly is this affecting you? Because I feel like you're very cool and collected.
I'm a bit spicy.
Yeah?
In the mouthful region. Fortunately, I have a lovely pint of buckcomb.
You are far too okay.
Yeah, Josh is.
No, it is. Streaming in my face.
I mean, I can't taste anything, if that helps.
The water really helps while you're drinking it.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, this is bad. Oh, fuck. Oh, this is a... It's such a bad idea. Oh, it's such a bad idea. Where's your five? What's your favourite?
What's my favourite?
Cuss word.
Fuck. It's hard to be
bothered. What's your favourite cuss word?
It's fuck. I
burned
it.
Fuck, okay. Dave. Oh, fuck. How much glucose is in this?
Yeah, chilli. Not much.
Yeah.
Judging by how sweet everything tastes now.
Oh my God. The cider is like the nectar of the gods.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes... Zeus is coming into my mouth.
Do you want me to get you another one?
I'll get another one. In the meantime, while I'm away...
There's a tissue.
Thank you so much. How about... fuck. You're in a falling plate. You're about to die. Who do you text? What do you say?
I just welcome death at this point.
How are you feeling?
Spicy.
You're right. You've got quite red.
Yeah.
You sound all right.
You turn to a gammon.
Dave. Josh. What would you say in the text? Did you answer?
What's it? What?
Did you answer the question?
What was the question?
Who would you text? What would you say?
I wouldn't. I'd just embrace death.
Oh, good. Oh, me too. What's the last thing you ate?
Take a guess. Josh has got snot running down his face and off his chin.
My body does not like that.
I could not feel that.
I do need to sneeze though. There was
a huge run of snot on my chin and I had no idea because my whole body has gone numb. Dave, what's life? He's over there by the moment.
Life is over.
Life is something that is over. You are correct. Where were you when you first saw the peace scene?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Would happy birds drink piss?
I think spicy birds would drink piss.
I'll take that as an answer. Well, Dave, what's the worst part of this podcast?
This bit. Uh-huh. This episode.
I have to refill my glass of water. Okay. The water helps while... Oh, thank you so much. The water helps while you're drinking it. But as soon as you stop drinking it, you feel like you're dead. Mm. Dave, which company would you most want to go out of business?
Rovio.
Uh-huh. Why?
Because they're responsible.
Dave, what?
They're essentially responsible.
What's the opinion you have that most people get mad about?
Opinion? The best Star Wars was episode 2.
Attack of the Clones?
It's the first one I saw.
Oh, you still think it's the best one?
It's the only one I saw.
Okay. Dave, are cop dogs cops?
No. They are slightly complicit, but they're not cops.
What are they?
They're just dogs have been
fucked. Oh, Dave.
Josh.
How are you?
Warm.
Warm?
Little warm lad, yeah. Help.
Oh, the bottom of his beard.
So Josh is now... I'm going to say deep-throating the bottom of a cider bottle.
It hasn't helped. Dave, what's your damage?
What's your damage? I'm going to get another beer.
My damage is in the mouth. Folks, I didn't have much of an idea how this would feel. I gotta say, I fought through the urge to drink milk. I want to drink milk so fucking badly.
Just have another.
How much did you want to drink milk?
I'm okay. Have another 6.8%.
Oh, thank you. Dave, have you ever wanted
to die? Oh, Josh has just vomited.
I'm so sorry. No, I've just vomited.
Just a little sick. Just a tiny little sick. That is the first sick on the podcast.
It's the first time anyone's ever vomited at the podcast. Oh, my God.
Shall I put the fan on? It's really naughty.
No, it's fine. Dave?
Shall I waft you?
No.
Fuck off.
Dave, are you going to be able to make it to the store today?
Oh, God, no. No, it's like gone 7, isn't it?
I genuinely just vomited all over my leg. Oh, my God.
My life. My wife.
Oh my God, hang on, let me find the next question.
How many questions are there?
Is it getting better for you?
Yeah, I think I'm over it. I've got a tongue the size of a plate.
This is wrong.
But that might be the 3 pints that I just had to
drink. I think you've got a mouth of a weirdo. Dave, please tell me at length so I can not talk for a while.
Okay. Excuse me. Just a little bomb. Not a cheeky bomb.
Just a little more vomit. I'm also going to wipe up my vomit off the carpet.
Yeah, don't worry. It's fine.
What was it like the first time you smoked weed?
Why is this a question? I didn't do anything. I'm not very good at answers because if I talk, I get a bit of a spicy face.
Dave, if you could eat any animal at a zoo, which animal would you eat?
I would eat... a penguin, but only if I could kill it with my bare hands, because I've always wanted to kill a penguin with my bare hands.
Wow. And how would you cook it and eat it?
I'm assuming like a barbecue. Oh, no, actually, because they're quite fatty. Mm-hmm. Maybe slow cook it.
Dave.
Josh.
Why don't you change your life?
That's one syllable there. What's your life?
Why don't you change your life?
Why don't I? I'm pretty happy with my lot. I'm sitting back.
Yeah?
I've got a beer. I've got a spicy face. I'm on a podcast.
I'm annoyed by how unfazed you look. Can you take a picture of me so I can see what I look like right now?
You're fucked.
Oh, really?
It looks like you've been beaten up underwater. The red has subsided. Okay. Imagine this, but red.
Oh, I look all right. I don't look as bad as I thought I would. I would.
Folks, he looks awful.
Dave, you have added questions before, but it's been a while since you've answered this question, so I'm going to allow you to add another question to the list.
I had a really good one. Let me try and remember it.
Uh-huh. You know, I'm actually mostly all right now.
You're over the hump.
I'm over the hump.
It's still here.
It's still
there. I mean, you did throw up most of it, so.
Well, yeah, but the sensation in my mouth hasn't been ejected with the... Oh, it's come back.
So a sip of booze and it's kind of like a cold beer or cider kind of gets rid of it for about 20 seconds.
It subsides for a little while.
Subsider.
I can't tell if you aren't feeling it as much or if you're just very...
Stoic.
Stoic.
The second thing. Tell
me how you felt.
My face is burning up a little bit, but mostly my stomach is just like going ape shit in my body. It's just bouncing around in there.
My stomach's not too... I have a lot of gas, but my stomach's not too bad because it came out of my stomach.
I'm going to have to deal with that later.
I'm real sorry I vomited on the floor of your office.
It's fine. Worst things have happened on the floor of my office.
Oh, boy. It's time for the news.
Is it?
Yeah.
How about my question?
Oh, shit, you didn't ask your question. It's time for your question.
If you could go back in time and do a part of your life again, which one would it be?
You know, I'm tempted for the comedy value to say this.
You fucker. Is this a good episode?
No.
Oh, can I change my question?
Yes.
Is this a good episode?
Yeah, I worry that we're steering it. With that and what's the worst part of this podcast, I worry we're steering the guests into a very negative... Well, something's happening to Dave there. He's shaking around.
I've got a combination of chili base and hay fever, so...
Sure. Are you... Oh, you had a proper blow there.
Yeah.
Just like Johnny Depp in a film he was in, you've had a proper blow.
I don't get it.
Let's do the news.
I could do a new jingle. I mean, I'm right here.
You want to do a new jingle? Folks, here's a thing we did, and this is very important, by the way. I was stressed... I know it sounds cool for me to say don't do this because it sounds like I'm being... But generally don't do this because not fun. But we didn't handle the chilies at any point with our fingers. We picked them up with tissues and never touched them. So you don't want to touch them. And if you do touch them, you don't want to touch your eyes with them. But I'm comfortable to touch my eyes now. I feel good touching my eyes.
Think you should touch your eyes.
I'm going to touch my eyes.
Oh, he's done it.
Everything's fine because I didn't touch the chilies.
Sad, weepy eyes
have
been touched.
Folks, it's time. Sorry, I took a pause because I thought I was going to vomit again. It's time for the news.
News!
So the news today is that Sony has... I'm starting to feel all right now, by the way.
You good? I'm good.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to need the milk at all.
I think the milk... Should we throw... No, we're not throwing the milk.
No.
I'm going to cut that right there. We are not throwing the milk in this office full of technology.
I'm going to hit a computer.
You get milk off my technology and I'll kick your ass. You're going to throw my milk!
Oh my God. Dave's reached the point of spiciness where he's become a character. Sony have unveiled their plans for the new...
Your plan was fine, you're going to get milked!
Now, hang on, what is this character here?
It's like kind of Yosemite Sam, but mixed with... I don't know.
Is this Yosemite Sam?
Yosemite Sam. I don't know, I've never... Who is that?
Let's go with it.
All right.
Yosemite Sam, welcome to the podcast.
How
to
get good, good damn!
Oh, boy. I don't actually think my vomit's that noticeable. Yosemite Sam, Sony have unveiled a new, fucking idea for the PlayStation 5.
Fuck!
How you feel? Oh! I just got a real bad tummy thing. Sammy, how you feeling?
I'm rootin' tootin' fucked off.
You're rootin' tootin' fucked off.
I just bought a goddamn PS4.
You just bought a... I bought a PS4 last year, so I'm a little bit like... Well, hold on, fellas. This is Gamer Corner.
Gamer Corner.
Sam.
Yes, if I keep doing this voice.
I can't remember.
Oh, it's time to say goodbye to Sam.
Yeah.
Sam's left.
Sam died, so if I kept on doing that voice, I would have thrown up.
Sam's left the studio. And also I kind of want you to throw up, because I kind of feel like it would be like a bonding experience if we threw up together.
Only if I threw up in your mouth.
I feel like, honestly, I could throw up right now.
The Angry Bears drink sick.
Can we stop talking about throwing up? Because I'm going to.
Oh my god.
I've got a really good memory in school of someone saying that to me. And then my best friend, who was, I'm going to say six at the time, chased them out the room and being sick, 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 and then they threw up.
I don't know if I am. I'm not quite dizzy.
Quite moist looking. You've got weepy eyes.
I am
your
moist.
Your brow is wet.
I'm wet by, if I was Spider-Man, this would be top-notch content.
Hang on a minute.
That was a news. That was a celebrity guest.
I just burped a little bit of
What sensations are in your body right now? Because my body feel weird.
You body feel weird?
My body feel weird.
Okay. And my body also weird feels.
My body got weird feeling. My forearms don't feel part of my body anymore.
Okay, I'm just going to describe Josh. He can't arms.
He can't arms.
He can't arms.
I got a bad feeling in my tum-tum.
Bad tum-tum. No Josh baddie.
And I'm really, really dizzy.
And he needs a shit.
I don't need it. I didn't need a shit before this, but
he
I think...
He had a maybe podcast like, poo, the triple P.
I think my asshole heard about what happened in my mouth and shut down.
Your asshole heard about what's happening in your mouth and shut down.
I'm closing up shop. Because I can't feel anything down there. Maybe I have shit myself. And I've just got numb. Dave, tell me about how your body feels.
Me body feel weird.
Uh-huh.
Tom Rumbles.
Tom Rumbles. Pleased to meet you, Tom Rumbles.
Hey, I'm Tom Rumbles!
Oh my, Tom Rumbles is here! Sounds just like your Sammy Sam, Tom Rumbles.
Yeah, I can't do that. You're sick.
I'm generally really fucking dizzy right now, by the way. I feel like I might pass out.
We've got three first aid kits within arm's reach. Just because I don't know if I'm... A sufferer of, I don't know, we could have gone into anaphylactic shock.
I didn't drink any milks.
You didn't milk.
I haven't had a milk.
I said before we started this, you play with fire, you're going to get milk.
I feel sad now.
Does that mean we both lose?
No, I think we both win, because we're all winners here. It's a winner's brigade. The winner's boys club is open for business. Two boys having a... Membership's fully paid, and the boys are back in style.
I love it.
Dave,
you can call me Tom Rumbles.
Sorry, Tom Rumbles.
Hello.
What do you think is going on?
Tommy Rumbles. What is going on? Are these still the questions? Have we done the questions?
My whole body feel real... I feel like I'm in Disneyland and they're testing a new ride and they're in the control room freaking out because it's real fucked up.
Hey, do you remember when we first met and we almost died?
When did we almost die?
The first time we met.
How did we almost die?
We went on Ripsaw in Alton Towers.
Ripsaw.
And we were like, this looks like it could kill someone because it's basically two arms with a load of seats in the middle. It just spins round.
But what?
When we got on it, it went to the top and stopped. And we were just hanging there for like half an hour.
That didn't happen.
Yes, it did.
I don't remember that at all.
You do.
Okay, this wasn't the first time we met. The first time we met was in the city of Bristol, in which we live. I don't know, we just had lunch or some shit.
Oh, that sucks.
I think we met a couple of times, and then...
Imagine if Spider-Man's origin story was he just had lunch with a spider.
I just closed my eyes.
Just having a little nap there. Just look, just lie down and you're sick.
I don't remember going on... I don't remember getting stuck anywhere, though.
Ripsaw.
What's Ripsaw?
Ripsaw like? Is like... I'm going to describe it to the podcast listeners using my hands in real life.
Okay.
It looks like this.
He's doing a thing with his hands where he's like, oh, he's a robot that's trained to pick up boxes, but he never grips. He never grips.
It's not Ripsaw, it's Ripsaw. And there's like a load of chairs in between the two. And then they spin round.
I was never in a spinning chair.
Yes, you were.
I wouldn't get on it. They wouldn't make that.
We were worried about it, and then we went on it, and then and then it stopped.
I don't know what it is.
I'm going to Google it right now.
I've never been on Ripsaw.
You have.
I ain't never gone on Ripsaw.
Yes, you fucking have.
I'm looking at Ripsaw right now. I've never been on that shit. Oh, no, I remember it. Anyway, we had to do... Oh, boy, laughing brought the spiciness back.
Oh, wow. Do you want a jalapeno?
Oh, no. Jalapeno? No, they're not jalapenos. They're finger chilies, I think. Well, thing is, this thing said mixed peppers, and it said... what does it say on the thing? It says... and basically, it's a bag full of finger chilies.
20.
20 finger chilies and two... Either Scotch bonnet or habanero or a mix of the two. Again, I said you can go to Punish Picnic on Twitter and you can have a look at, I posted a picture of this. I'm going to be honest, when I posted this picture, I didn't know exactly how this would be.
Shall I take over?
Take over the podcast.
Okay. I'm going to take over the podcast.
We didn't drink any milk!
We didn't drink any milk. I said before we started the podcast, you play with fire, you're going to get milked. We did not get milked.
I tell you what, though, for someone who threw up, my white t-shirt is untouched.
It's amazing. I'm so proud.
Because I threw up on my knee, and that is not untouched.
It looks gross. It looks like a scab.
Did you see me throw up?
Yes, it was horrible. It was like a... But also, it was like a jackass sick, you know? Like a really, like, kind of sad one.
I'm really pleased you saw me throw up.
It's like
I apologise like, that you saw that.
It's fine.
But
it's
I do feel like... I feel a lot closer to you through this experience, you know? We've known each other for, what, like 2 years?
20 years?
Somewhere between the two.
Somewhere. Average.
But I feel like we've made a proper step.
Is that it? That's the end?
Pretty much. I gotta say, by the way, folks at home, the initial 15 minutes, maybe even only 10, of eating these chilies...
Felt longer.
How would you describe it?
Dastardly.
Very bad. Hellish, I would say. But crap. Now, I feel
like a better man.
I feel fucked up, like in a good way.
You feel good? You feel good? You feel like you're walking on clouds?
I honestly, and I'll take this out of the podcast, pretty fucked up.
You're not going to take that out.
No, it's got to go in now.
Can you, like, record the wink that you gave me as well? Because
did I give a wink?
A little bit.
No.
I enjoyed that.
Folks,
do you want a load of out-of-date grapes?
No, I don't want a load of out-of-date grapes, you bastard.
Fuck you. quick question, how are your burps?
How are my burps? My burps have subsided. My burps were real bad at the beginning, and here's the thing. I always cut burps out of this podcast, mostly when Keaton does them, but I think it's going to be unavoidable on this one.
I mean, as soon as you ate the chili.
When I first ate that chili.
What was it? Was there like a pocket of air in it?
Burping was breathing for me at that time. It was just impossible.
Just like a really sad bulldog.
I did a good job of cleaning up this vomit.
I wish I could be like kind of the person who's, you know, the descriptive.
I don't think anyone's even going to know that I vomited here. How was this experience for you?
Out of all the things I've done this year.
Yes.
I proposed.
Oh, congratulations. Did I know this? I think I knew.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I'm glad that you have done it, though.
Thanks.
And by done it, I mean had sex.
I didn't say I'd done it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I assume, because the aura you give off is both cool to chilies and...
It's mostly chili heat.
Like you've done it.
Feel how warm my face is.
You're a little bit right. I'm going to feel your face with my fingers. Oh, you're very hot.
Yeah.
I could cook an egg on you.
Don't cook an egg on me.
How do I feel? How's my face?
Oh my god, you're really hot. I could cook an egg on you.
I don't feel hot.
What are the egg boys?
Normal. Oh, my jaw is hot. I've got hot jaw.
Oh no, it's like lockjaw, but... Hot instead of lock.
Yeah. So, Dave, how was this experience for you?
I'm annoyed because I didn't get to drink milk.
Do you want to drink the milk?
No, not really.
I bought this milk for you.
I know. I love that you bought me milk.
If you want to, by the way, if you want to keep these milks in your fridge here...
Put my milks in my fridge.
Oh, you seem
I'm furious.
Crazy.
I'm furious about your
this
milk.
Guy's insane. I got to get out of here. If you want to keep these milks, or at least one of these milks, that would probably... It's probably easier that you do that than I take them home.
No, you laid your milky bed and you go lie in it.
Oh, you want me to? You want me to freight these milks?
I want you to lie in your milky bed.
Why are you saying that to me? Here's the thing. During the worst part of it, I regretted it. I hated myself. Little part of me hated you.
Do you still hate me?
No, never. Except for that time and several others. But now.
Yeah.
And this is the exact same feeling I felt last time I ate a chili, by the way.
Angry.
I very much do not regret doing it now, and I feel pretty good now. I tell you, go on YouTube and find...
No, because I really need a poo.
Okay.
Bye, folks!
Dave, thanks for coming on the podcast. Thanks for eating that chili. Taking it in significantly better than I did. If you suffer from this later, please tell me, because it'll make me feel better.
I mean, I'm about to go for a wee, so...
Shall I follow you?
Shall I just not wash my hands?
Should we go to the bathroom and record you weeing? Or is that weird?
It's a little bit weird.
When
I said wash my hands, I meant like before, not after, because I'm a filthy fucker.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Everybody fucking today.
Everybody fucking.
Thank you for joining me today on the Angry Birds Trip Piss and the Angry Birds Movie.
Josh, thank you very much for having me and being sick on my office floor.
I really was. Please, I cannot stress this enough. Do not eat these chilies. Or do, actually, because I feel fine now. Bye. We're in the after thing now. Oh, I just, you know when I made that noise, when I went, ugh, it brought spiciness back into my mouth, which I haven't felt for like 20 minutes.
I'm sorry. Do you know what? Actually, about, like, I think 20 minutes into it, I realized there was a bit of, like, chili just, like, up here somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, no, no, no.
You had some still in your mouth.
Still in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
All right, should we drink this milk really fast?
Do you want to drink the milk?
Let's drink the milk
really fast. Oh, my God. Whoever drinks the milk first wins. I'm going to throw up again, Rudy. Oh, nope. I finished my milk. How come I took a break and you took longer?
You've got a small mouth.
You got a tiny mouth, boy. Dave's beard is sodden with milk.
I'm a filthy fucker.
If he was a pirate, he'd be called Milkbeard. By the way, I drank all that milk because you told me to, but I feel like this is very much a bad idea for someone who is in a vomity mood.
Hooray! We all had fun.
Thanks for joining us, folks. Dave, I love you. Listeners, I love you.
Let's not do this again.
Let's never do this again.
It sucks.
We'll do it again sometime.